Will everyone in the Missouri Synod please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, Pastor Gock, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 139th Psalm here, how precious also are the thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. O Lord, we ask for the gift of time with our family and friends, time in your house, and time to experience the joy and beauty of the blessings we receive from your gracious hand. We know that whatever comes into our lives first existed as a thought in your mind, and you will help us to deal with whatever may come our way. So thank you for your graciousness to us that flows from your fatherly love for us, your children. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Keaveney, Kehoe, Krause, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones,
Tenth, Senator from Andrew. The quorum is present. The Senate is in session. Read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, second regular session, 12th day.
Senator from 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Heard the motion, as many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with.
Mr. President.
Senator.
Mr. President, Kermit Miller, the voice of Mid-Missouri, has been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today.
Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Send it forward, sir. What? I can't hear you. Senator, do you have a joint resolution? Is that a joint resolution? We are not on that order of business. That comes under introduction of bills. Resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. The senator from the 7th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills.
Send them forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 706, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to school operations.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to make sure the body knows that this is what has been referred to as the Turner fix that we're putting in. So let's make that public, and it will be heard on Tuesday in the General Laws Committee.
Thank you, Senator. Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 707, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to diagnostic radiology testing.
No explanation, Mr. President.
Senator from Green.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution.
Senator, send it forward. If it's yellow backed, it should be now during introduction of bills, even if it's an SJR. Thank you, Senator. Read the bill.
Senate Senate Joint Resolution 48, introduced by Senator Dixon, an act relating to holding office as a member of the General Assembly after serving on an apportionment commission.
Senator?
It's self-explanatory. Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Christian.
Have a bill?
Send it forward, sir. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 708, introduced by Senator Wasson, an act relating to tax credits for renovations for disability access.
Senator?
No explanation.
Senator from Buchanan?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward.
Thank you.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill 709, introduced by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to disqualifying certain persons receiving public assistance from engaging in gaming activities.
Senator?
Thank you, Mr. President. There are several social workers for the Department of Social Services in my area who have told me that they have actually seen some of the very recipients who are getting state aid gambling on our riverboat in St. Joseph. And Missouri has a voluntary exclusion program such that the Department of Social Services could very easily append the names of these recipients to that list, and we could help these citizens direct their resources toward their family's welfare rather than gambling. If these citizens need the help of the taxpayers to get by, they really oughtn't to be gambling, and that's what this bill would do. Thank you, Mr. President.
Forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 710, introduced by Senator Engler et al., an act relating to a prescription drug monitoring program.
Senator?
Mr. President, there's about 10 senators that have already signed on to this bill. I believe that if this bill would pass this year, it could be the most significant piece of legislation we pass out of this body. For years, we've tried to have a prescription drug monitoring program in the state of Missouri, and certain people in this building has prevented it. Now, we're only one of a couple states in the country that doesn't monitor our prescription drugs electronically. Only a couple states in the country, New Hampshire, I believe, is the other one. That's a very progressive state. Us and New Hampshire don't monitor prescription drug traffic. The fastest growing abused drug in the country, in this state, are prescription drugs. We don't monitor them. Now, what that means is, somebody can go to a doctor and then doctor shop and go to another doctor and doctor shop again and go down the street and doctor shop for a different doctor that will give them the drugs needed. If you can keep shopping around and we never have an idea that this person's already bought pseudo drugs, or we've got to get the monitoring on that, or Oxycontin, we'll never know it. It gives law enforcement the list of people that have shopped around and continue to shop around for drugs. The other thing it does is it monitors doctors. Now, I'm fortunate to have a half a dozen doctors or so that are good clients of mine, and I've talked to all of them. They're all in support of this legislation because they tell me that only doctors that have something to fear in their prescription patterns should be worried about this drug. Doctors like Seth Paxton over in Washington County that prescribe as many as 100 prescriptions of Oxycontin a day, but nobody knew he was prescribing it. If this shows up on this electronic monitoring, then somebody can go and say, how do you see 100 patients a day, and how do you have 100 patients a day that all are diagnosed with the same thing? So it does two essential things in our war on drugs and abuse in the state of Missouri. One, It keeps people from shopping around and getting multiple doctors to prescribe the same pain medications. And two, it does do a monitoring of people that are abusing, doctors that are abusing their privileges and aren't healing but are hurting Missouri. I'd welcome any other senator to sign on, and I would challenge the Senate, to defy the people that are trying to kill this single-handedly or by two or three people in this building and get this law passed. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from 24th.
I have a series of bills.
How many?
Three.
Send your bills forward, sir. And read the first bill.
Mr. President, I ask you, go ahead. You can read them. Sorry.
Senate Bill 711, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to the prohibition of racial considerations and adoption proceedings.
Senator?
Of the three bills, I think this is the one that is the most significant in that currently our courts will take into consideration the race of both the potential parents as well as the orphans themselves. And what this tends to do is completely slow down this process and to force orphans to remain orphans for a longer period of time. So by removing race as a consideration, something the courts can't consider, my hope would be that these orphan children would find their forever homes just that much sooner.
Thank you, Senator. Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 712, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to eligibility for the Special Needs Adoption Tax Credit.
Mr. President, what this bill does is, in this Special Needs Adoption Tax Credit, the race of an orphan is considered a special need. And I think that does disservice to both orphans of different ethnic groups as well as special need children themselves. And so on a go-forward basis, if this bill were to come to pass, no longer would the state of Missouri describe someone as a special need child, special need orphan, based solely upon their race.
Thank you, Senator. Read the third bill.
Senate Bill 713, introduced by Senator Lamping, an act relating to adoption records.
Sir.
Mr. President, this is just a continuation of what we achieved last year. It's to expand the ability of adult orphans to learn more and more about their biological parents with their biological parents' consent. So thank you.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one bill. I'd like to send it forward.
Send it forward.
It's self-explanatory, and the senator from the 22nd wanted me to point out he has no legislation today.
Thank you, Senator. Duly noted. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 714, introduced by Senator Lager, an act relating to the use of recreational off-highway vehicles.
Introduction of bills. Senator from 23rd.
Sorry, without objection, the Senate will go back to the order of business resolutions. I have a resolution.
Resolutions?
It has to be printed in the journal.
Send it forward. It shall be printed in the journal.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Sir?
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees. I ask you to recognize the Senator from Howell.
Reports of standing committees. The Senator from Howell, sir.
Yes, Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Send it forward, sir. Read the committee report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Ways and Means and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 443, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pergeson, Chairman.
Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business.
Sir?
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills on third reading.
Senate bills on third reading. Senate Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 443. Senator from Saline.
I move that Senate Bill 443 be brought up for third read and final passage. For the body's recollection,
Senator, you all have you've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The bill is before us.
To remind the body what Senate Bill 443 does, this gets us in line with federal regulations on our DWI, which moves, at this point, we're taking $16 million out of highway construction and moving it over into safety. This will allow us to move that back to highway construction. And then two issues with the CDL licenses. We run the risk of losing $30 million of January 30th if this bill is not moving, and $60 million the next year. So I'll be glad to answer any questions. If not, Mr. President,
right,
I would close.
Is there any discussion on Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 443? Senator from the first, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. If I could have a brief inquiry of the senator from Saline.
Senator, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator, for yielding. Could I direct you to page 8 of the Senate substitute?
Yes.
Just got a couple of questions.
Okay.
Starting at line 11. So what are we doing here as far as
line
the
11.
CDLs and electronic record keeping of individual commercial drivers' status and history? What's going on there?
Give me.
I'm sorry. Page 8.
I'm on page 8.
Maybe I don't have the substitute.
That's not new language, right?
Looks to be new language, yeah.
Okay, then my page numbers are not.
All right, let me see if I can find. So we're working off the same document here.
Let me make sure I've got the right bill, but yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
It's a Senate substitute, correct? Or is it floor substitute?
Oh, okay. You're looking at the perfected version, right? Page 8, line 11?
Correct. Begins the CDLIS
right.
Driver record.
Right. I was looking at the, I wasn't looking at the perfected version. Got you now. What this does is make your medical card part of your driver's license, so that if you don't have your card with you, it can immediately be checked on the road. It's required, and I mean, CDL license is a federal license that goes across state lines.
Okay.
So it makes your medical record part of your medical card, not the whole record, but the fact that you're medically able to drive is part of your record.
Okay, so. But it does say individual's driver's status and history.
Right.
So is it beyond medical records? I mean, is it there?
Well, your whole history of your commercial driver's license is involved in this, and we're adding the medical part to it, the medical card to it, is what
it
amounts to.
And this allows for, because you have commercial drivers, truckers probably,
right,
for the most part, you know, going across state lines, and it allows then a database for states to be able to check the status of
here, here's drivers. Here's how it got up to that point. It used to be that each driver was licensed in a particular state. So a driver would lose his license in Missouri, he would go to Kansas and get another license. And then he'd lose that license, and then he'd go to North Dakota and get another license. But the CDL, the commercial driver's license, was instituted so that you had commonality across the states, and so you didn't have this state shopping, if you will. And in fact, this bill also adds violations that you get in Canada or Mexico. So there used to be this hide the pea under the walnut kind of deal, and drivers would move from one area, or would get licensed from one area to the other just to keep their license going. This is trying to get the unsafe driver off the road is what it amounts to.
Oh, okay.
And so there's a common, so if you get stopped on the side of the road with the CDL, they go to this database and they know what your history is beyond, you know, across the spectrum.
Okay, so the intent of what's going on here is the states working together to ensure that they keep dangerous drivers off the road.
Yes.
Drivers that may had conducted bad behavior in other states that cost them their license, right?
Right.
Then they may go to another state, and this allows states to communicate that this guy was a bad actor in our state and lost his license.
Right.
Because of bad driving.
Right.
So it would be similar then to the framework that this General Assembly has put into our statutes, the point system that we put into our statutes, that allows for dangerous drivers, if they accumulate so many points against their license, that they could be in jeopardy of losing their driving privileges in the state, right?
Yes, right.
So it's similar to that.
It is exactly similar to that, but the difference being is that these are interstate drivers that are in multiple states all the time. So this is a blank, you know, it is a nationwide process to be sure that you can't hide.
Right. Okay. My point, Senator, in pointing this out is that you believed and the feds believe it's important enough that we communicate this information with other states, that there's a standard that we put forth that if somebody has an habitual pattern of bad driving, that they could lose their driving privileges. We have the same thing in the state of Missouri, yet we let local municipalities circumvent that standard and not apply the point system that this legislature has put into statute with the intent of getting dangerous drivers off Missouri roads. Is that correct?
Good point, Senator.
So I just wanted to point that out to you, Senator, that we continue to allow habitually bad drivers, you know, that have a tendency to run red lights in communities across this state and not have any consequence for that dangerous driving habits. They can accumulate as many red light tickets from these cameras, and we've done a little research on the court in St. Louis. There are actually offenders that have gotten as many as 100 red light camera tickets.
Good revenue, isn't it?
It's great revenue, and there's no consequences beyond the $100 fine that the individual pays, yet the intent of this legislature was that there would be a consequence. If you were a dangerous driver and you accumulated a certain amount of points over a certain time, that your driving privileges could be suspended, could be in jeopardy. Yet we hold up this system that is just a revenue grab for these communities as that we're making our intersections safer in these communities. We're doing just the opposite. We're making our intersections more dangerous because we're not getting dangerous drivers off the road. So again, I just wanted to point out that in this transportation bill, you're working with other states to ensure that dangerous drivers are kept off the roads, yet we continue in this state to allow dangerous drivers to continue to drive.
Good point, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Further discussion? Senator from Buchanan, for what purpose do you rise?
To inquire of the Senator from Saline.
Senator, do you yield?
I yield.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. And over this weekend, the Missouri State Medical Association met. We have a, you know, quarterly meeting, and I happened to be on the council, and I brought the issue up of the medical examiner business that we talked about last week. And to a member of the council, they all felt that this was an important thing, that we don't have untrained individuals doing physical examinations to determine eligibility for a CDL. And they passed a motion that just simply said that they would, you know, work toward making sure that everyone who does those is adequately trained. And looking at on page 12 of the Senate sub, basically the definition of medical examiner says that that it is a person who is licensed and registered in accordance with applicable state laws. And I understand the business about, you know, needing to get this moving and get the $30 million, and I intend to vote for the bill. I want you to know that. But when it goes over to the House, if we can get an opinion from the department that this could be changed slightly, I would like to know if they say that it could be changed and we could still get our $30 million, I'm hoping that you would be open to just tightening that up a little bit, because by putting this language in state law, we're saying, we are making the very regulation that the paragraph refers to. So do you think you might be open to that?
Senator, I'm not sure how big of a major, can you point to where this is being abused now?
Well, it's a complicated issue. See, the thing is, Missouri doesn't really have a definition. You're creating the first one. And up until now, they've just been using this definition in the federal reg, and you are exactly right. It is verbatim from the federal reg.
That's my point, Senator, that this is verbatim out of the federal regs. And it's been this way for years and years and years.
And it's been this way for some time.
If you could point to a problem of abuse, I'd be a whole lot more. If you get a written thing from the feds that we won't lose our $30 million, I don't care. I don't have an emotional attachment to this at all. But when there's not a problem, I don't know why there would be a problem from here forward.
Well, the thing about it is, I have a good relationship with the chiropractors, and chiropractors do a good job at what they're trained to do. But driving a big rig has the potential that there could be huge catastrophes and loss of life, and there is from time to time. And some of these are caused by medical problems, and that's why we have this. And I'm not certain that chiropractors really in their day-to-day practice really would be able to identify every medical problem that could occur. And it turns out that these companies, what they do is they just go for the lowest bidder, and they run all of their drivers through whoever will do it cheap for them and quickly. And if it turned out that paramedics could do it cheaper than chiropractors, they would do it. They would have those companies would be having paramedics do it. And you've got to ask yourself, do you want your spouse driving down the road with a trucker who could have a medical problem that wasn't caught by a paramedic because the paramedic was not adequately trained?
Well, Senator, I will tell you that my spouse has a medical card. She has a CDL. She's qualified.
It's not her that I'm worried. It's not. It's the other driver. For my spouse, I don't want that other driver. So I guess no matter what we do here in Missouri, Senator.
I was bragging on my spouse, Senator.
Yeah, there's going
to
be.
When we go Brug Farming, we're going to start hauling nitroglycerin from coast to coast.
Well, there's going to be other drivers in other states, and they're going to have this. And so no matter what we do, it depends on other states. But you know what we're planning to do is I'm hoping that the AMA will address this issue. It's an important enough issue, my opinion, that we ought to address it. And I would hope that the federal government would see the light. But nevertheless, I'm not going to hold up any more time. I appreciate your response. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion? Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Saline renews his motion that Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 443 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 443, an act relating to the regulation of motor vehicles. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Menslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Lawson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 10th. Senator from Cape. Senator from Polk. Senator from the 13th, could you repeat your vote, please? By your vote of 29 aye, 4 no, you have third read and finally passed Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 443. If there's no objection, let the journal show the titling perfecting motions were made and carried. Staying on that same calendar, third reading of Senate bills. Senate Bill 467, Senator from Lewis.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 467 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Lewis.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill number 467 be read a third time and finally passed. This is the transparency and accountability bill that we perfected on Tuesday, and that some of you got amendments on, and I think it is a very good bill. With that, I renew my motion.
Discussion. Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I renew my motion.
Senator from Lewis renews his motion that Senate Bill number 467 be read a third time and placed upon its final passage. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 467, an act relating to the transparency and accountability of public funds. Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Pergeson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from the 14th. Senator from Cape Girardeau, need your vote. There is an emergency clause. Did you say 33? By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, you have third read and finally passed Senate Bill 467. Senator from Lewis, you are recognized for motion on emergency clause.
Yes, Mr. President, I move the adoption of the emergency clause on Senate Bill 467.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll on the emergency clause.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crowell, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kevany, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson.
Aye.
Pierce.
Aye.
Ferguson. Richard.
Aye.
Ridgeway. Roop.
Aye.
Schaff.
Aye.
Schaefer. Schmidt.
Aye.
Stouffer.
Aye.
Lawson.
Aye.
Wright Jones.
Senator from Howell. By your vote of 33 ayes, 0 no, the emergency clause is adopted. If there's no objection, let the journal show the tiling perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senator, we'll go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees.
I'm not going to change the. Just leave it how it is.
Missouri Senate is now on the business of reports of standing committees. Senator from the 2nd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills to turn in from your committee on small business, insurance, and industry, including which are two bills from the Senator from the 16th legislative package.
Well, thank you, Senator. Please send those forward. When they arrive at the dais, Madam Secretary, please read the bills.
Mr. President, your Committee on Small Business, Insurance, and Industry, to which was referred Senate Bill 553 and Senate Bill 435, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Also, to which was referred Senate Bill 439, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Also, Senate Bill 596 begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Roop, Chairman.
Senator from the 7th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on General Laws has three bills to report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send those forward. Madam Secretary, when they arrive at the dais, please read the bills.
Mr. President, your Committee on General Laws, to which was referred Senate Bill 438, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Bill 547 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Senate Joint Resolution 29 begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the joint resolution do pass. Respectfully, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from Johnson.
President, your hardworking education committee has a report.
Okay, thank you, Senator, for doing your homework. Please send that report forward. And when it arrives, Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 455, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pierce, Chairman.
Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government has a report.
Thank you, Senator. Please send that forward. When it arrives, Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Mr. President, your Committee on Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government, to which was referred Senate Bill 469, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute here to attach do pass. Respectfully, Senator Schmidt, Chairman.
Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second bills on second reading.
We're on the order of business of Senate bills for second read. Senator from Stoddard.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 597.
Senate Bill 597, an act relating to the Missouri-St. Louis Metropolitan Airport Authority.
Jobs and Economic Development. Senate Bill 598.
Senate Bill 598, an act relating to tax increment financing.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 599.
Senate Bill 599, an act relating to gifted education.
Education. Senate Bill 600.
Senate Bill 600, an act relating to the service of warrants in this state by agents of the federal government.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 601.
Senate Bill 601, an act relating to employment of school personnel.
Education. Senate Bill 602.
Senate Bill 602, an act relating to regulation of contract carriers that transport railroad employees.
Transportation. Senate Bill 603.
Senate Bill 603, an act relating to advance voting.
Financial and governmental organizations. Senate Bill 604.
Senate Bill 604, an act relating to appropriations of awards for attorneys' fees and expenses against a state agency.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 605.
Senate Bill 605, an act relating to campaign finance disclosure reports.
Rules and joint rules. Senate Bill 606.
Senate Bill 606, an act relating to telephone calls.
Commerce and Consumer Protection. Senate Bill 607.
Senate Bill 607, an act relating to the regulation of outdoor advertising.
Transportation. Senate Bill 608.
Senate Bill 608, an act relating to health insurance.
Health and mental health. Senate Bill 609.
Senate Bill 609, an act relating to liability for damages and tort actions.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 610.
Senate Bill 610, an act relating to the use of automated photo red light enforcement systems by local governments.
Transportation. Senate Bill 611.
Senate Bill 611, an act relating to the establishment of minimal yellow light change interval times for traffic control devices.
Transportation. Senate Bill 612.
Senate Bill 612, an act relating to state income tax deductions for federal income taxes.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 613.
Senate Bill 613, an act relating to a prevailing defendant recovering litigation costs.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 614.
Senate Bill 614, an act relating to litigation costs in frivolous suits.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 615.
Senate Bill 615, an act relating to sales of intoxicating liquor on Sundays.
Jobs and Economic Development. Senate Bill 616.
Senate Bill 616, an act relating to the mandatory offering of sinkhole insurance coverage for property damage caused by sinkhole activity.
Small Business and Insurance. Senate Bill 617.
Senate Bill 617, an act relating to the MoHealthNet spend down program.
Let's keep the roar down so we can hear. Go ahead, Senator, sorry.
Health and mental health. Senate Bill 618.
Senate Bill 618, an act relating to auctioning real estate.
Financial and governmental organizations. Senate Bill 619.
Senate Bill 619, an act relating to insurance payments for covered loss or damage.
Small business and insurance. Senate Bill 620.
Senate Bill 620, an act relating to life, health, and accident insurance.
Small business and insurance. Senate Bill 621.
Senate Bill 621, an act relating to hospital licensure.
Financial and governmental organizations. Senate Bill 622.
Senate Bill 622, an act relating to prescription eye drop refills.
Small business and insurance. Senate Bill 623.
Senate Bill 623, an act relating to the authority of banks and trust companies to transfer fiduciary obligations.
Financial and governmental organizations. Senate Bill 624.
Senate Bill 624, an act relating to the privatization of the Missouri Employees Mutual Insurance Company.
Small business and insurance. Senate Bill 625.
Senate Bill 625, an act relating to transfers between retirement systems.
Veterans Affairs, Emerging Issues, Pensions, and Urban Affairs.
Senator from the 23rd. Senator from Franklin, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Mr. President, I would seek unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
Hearing no objection, Senator, proceed.
Mr. President, I have some great friends here this afternoon, or I guess it's still morning, isn't it, Mr. President? From Washington, Missouri, Pat Dolan, and from New Haven, Missouri, Kathy Zurawesti, if they would stand and if the Senate would make them feel welcome.
Welcome to the Senate, and body, please make them feel welcome. Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, would you please refer Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 19 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolutions, and Ethics?
It will be so referred. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business.
Can we refer?
Objection, Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
On the order of business of announcements. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. What is it? Monday, January 31st? January 30th, 2012.
You heard the motion of the Senator from the 23rd. All in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until Monday, January 30th at 4 o'clock.